感谢王牧师安排我来分享这样的信息。
Thank Pastor Wang and arrange this opportunity for me to share this message.
这不只是刚才我们听到，不只是见证，其实更是圣灵的预备。
阿蒙，你把这个照顾一下啊，这个麦克风。
可以吧？
好。
哦，没事没事啊，没事。我们就是 average。
OK。
他的 average 是 high。
OK。
圣灵借着这些见证提醒我们，其实我们敬拜的中心是和上帝的关系。
The Lord, through this testimony, the Lord is reminding us, the center of worship is a relationship between us and God.
他非常活泼的生活在我们生活的出现在我们生活的每一个处境。
It's a living relationship which exists in all our details of life.
这也是我今天分享的主题。
So this is the topic I'm going to share today.
我属我的良人。
I belong to my beloved.
这个笔不起作用，所以麻烦辛苦你们翻一下。哦，没开，没开。
Okay, that's pretty good.
可以。
This is Song of Solomon.
Yeah.
Song of Songs.
这个雅歌其实在教会里很少被分享。
The Song of Solomon is really shared in the church.
因为他提了很多关于男人和女人之间的关系。
Because the story is about an intimate relationship between a man and a woman.
一开口，他整个的这个书卷第一句话就是愿你用口亲我的嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。
The first word started is kiss me with the kisses of your mouth because your love is better than wine.
这个一般老人家讲道的是一看见这个哎呦。
Older people when they listen to this they just close the book.
Very difficult to start.
We don't know where to start. Before they start they close the book.
尤其是我们这个东方的这个文化是不是
Especially for the oriental culture.
一说到这个 sex 说到这个 love 我很害羞。
When you talk about sex or love and intimacy, and you just feel very shy.
Titanic 是一个非常伟大的电影。
So Titanic was a very good movie.
在中国取得了很高的票房。
So it was very popular in China.
但是这个导演卡梅隆他抱怨。
But the
director.
Cameron
and complained.
说中国放他电影的时候啊，减去了很多的镜头。
In China, when they show the movie, they cut a lot parts away.
最经典的一个就是那个 Jack 给那个 Rose 画画的那个镜头。
And the most famous one is Jack was drawing something for the lady.
他只是对着空气画。
And you know the drawing in the air.
The rose disappeared.
so
rose 看不见。卡梅隆就说：“中国人生了14亿个孩子，怎么还害羞这个照片？”
So Cameron said, "The Chinese they have like one point four billion people. They made one point four billion people. How?" Come, they are shy about the sex.
他不太理解我们的文化，是不是
？So he didn't understand our culture.
我们比较隐晦。
So we hide things.
并不是我们没有渴望。
Not because we do not have that longing.
哈佛大学在2021年有一个报告。
Harvard University had a report in 2021.
决定人生幸福的最关键的因素并不是财富，并不是名誉，并不是其他的成功。
So what determines someone if he's happy or not is not his fame, not his money, not his success.
最决定人生幸福的前提因素是亲密的关系。
So.The one thing decided if a person is happy is the intimate relationship.
这个亲密的关系当然也不只是男人和女人的关系。
This is not just limited to a man and a woman.
有当然也包括了父母和子女的关系。
It includes the relationship between parents and the children.
兄弟和兄弟，朋友和朋友的关系。
Brother with brother and a friend with a friend.
但是其实没有一个关系能超过男人和女人的关系。
But no relationship is more intimate than the relation between a man and a woman.
因为只有男人和女人的关系，它是怎么样？全然的结合。
The only intimacy between a man and a woman is a complete union.
不只是财产的结合。
Not just a union of your riches.
身体的结合。
Your body.
他的这个灵性的结合。
Your soul.
他甚至是完全生活时间上的最大的重合。
And even the time in your life is have the most overlap.
可能我们一生之久都一直在寻找什么呀，不是寻找成功，而是寻找这种紧密的关系。
Maybe in all our lives we are searching for such intimate relationship.
但是现代社会呢，这种关系正在破碎。
But in such society today, such relationship is getting more and more broken.
婚姻破碎。
Marriage is broken.
男人对女人失望。
Man is disappointed about woman.
女人对男人更失望。
Woman is even more disappointed about man.
人际关系不但是不是紧密的，而且是对立的。
So the relationship is not intimate, but it become conflict.
但实际上并不是这个世纪才开始的事情。
Of course, this does not start from 21st century.
从亚当和夏娃离开伊甸园的时候就开始了。
It started from Adam and Eve when they were walking out of the Garden of Eden.
一千年来，两千年来，三千年来，人类一直怎么样？越来越从这种亲密的关系中渐行渐远。
So 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000 years, and this relationship is.Getting more departed.
所以我们也中间也出了很多聪明人去思想 What happened? What's wrong?
During this process, many smart people devote their life to think about what's happening.
这个公元四五世纪就出了一个聪明人叫奥古斯丁。
In the 4th, 5th century, there was a famous man called Augustine.
他其实是个埃及人。
He is actually Egyptian.
其实但是他是一个罗马人。
But he's also a Roman citizen.
他的妈妈是一个基督徒。
His mom was a Christian.
他的爸爸是一个典型的罗马人。
And his father was a typical Roman.
如果你觉得罗马人太抽象的话，我可以说他是一个典型的美国人。
If you think the Roman.Is very abstract. I say he's a typical American.
你说他对家庭不忠吧，他也有家。
If you say he's not faithful to the family, he did have a family.
你说他对家庭负责任吧，他经常隐身看不见。
If you say he's responsible for the family, he always doesn't show up.
你说他这个不喜欢他妈妈吧，那他确实也对他儿子有一份心意。
If you say he's not faithful to his wife, but he has such a hard mama.
也，他还有为他儿子的学业也操心。
He's also, you know, looking after his son's well-being.
就是这么一个角色，他觉得自己还不错。
And so, as such a role, he thinks he's pretty good.
但是奥古斯丁和他的妈妈觉得不是这样的。
But Augustine and his mom, did not agree with him, his father.
但是很不幸的是，他爸爸怎么生活，奥古斯丁也怎么生活。
However, which is tragic, is that how his father lived his life, Augustine also followed.
这个小家伙从小就表现出学习能力很强。
And this young man Augustine showed his talents.
所以爸爸妈妈花很多钱来培养他。
So father and mother spend a lot of money to, you know, to train him.
但他也发现自己的情欲也很强。
And he also found his desires, the lust, is very strong.
所以他就一个女人到另外一个女人，天天跟 各种各样的女人混在一起。
So he was able to be with this woman and that woman all the time, change woman.
特别矛盾的是什么呢？他还加入了一个叫蛮尼教。
And what is very controversial is that he also joined the cult, which is a
Manichaean.
Manichaean.
这个教派呢，他特别强调这二元分，就是说肉体是非常不好的，恶的啊，性是不好的。
In this belief and the belief that your body is really evil and sex is evil.
这个精神是高尚的，灵魂是高尚的。
Your spirit is a very is something very higher.
所以他就特别想自己做一个很精神高尚的这个非常非常属灵的人。
So he wanted to be a really spiritual man.
但是他又实际上又活在那个很邪恶的、很不好的肉体的挣扎里。
But he also cannot get rid of those desires to live in such a fleshy desires.
所以他就这个人很，他并我并没有说奥古斯丁比一般的罗马人更邪恶。
I'm not saying that Augustine is worse than the normal Romans.
他只是像一个正常美国人那样去生活。
But he just lived like an ordinary American.
但他是有一个哲学家的大脑。
But he had a philosophical mind.
他就开始看观察自己，他怎么了？
So he started observing himself. What had happened?
一遍又一遍问自己。
So he asked many questions about himself.
这个究竟是谁的身体？
So whose body is this?
如果是我的身体，我为什么不能控制它？
If it's my body, why I cannot control?
我为什么不能控制自己的情欲啊、这个、
？Why I cannot control my fleshly desires?
这是我翻译的含蓄的方法。它的原文是：为什么我不能控制到我的啊？这个为什么他拒绝？他拒绝按照我的意思去行事。
Basically, it's like his lower parts of the body wouldn't listen to him.
你记不记得保罗说过一句话
？Just like Apostle Paul said.
为什么我不想做的，我老总是
？The things I don't want to do, I always do it.
我想做的，我却一件也我也做不出来。
The things I wanted to do, I cannot do it.
我真是苦啊
！So I'm so wretched.
我真是苦啊！所以你看，我们不只是我们挣扎在这样的分裂。
It's not only us who are in such struggles.
连奥古斯丁和使徒保罗都一样有这样的困扰。
Even Augustine and Apostle Paul had such kind of struggles.
后来这个奥古斯丁终于跟他妈妈一样回到了基督信仰。
Eventually, Augustine and his mom came to the faith of Christ.
他说这个原来耶稣基督他并不贬低。这个 flesh 这个肉体
is it actually Jesus Christ never like looked down upon our body
如果我们这个肉体不好的话他其实可以把我们从肉体中抽离出来以灵的形式进到他
and if our body is really evil he's able to take our spirit out of our body to be united with him
但是恰恰相反他是他变成了肉体的样式神是一个灵啊他变成了肉体的样式道成肉身来见我们
But on the contrary, Jesus himself come down to take on a human flesh to see us.
我们不要误会说我们这个死了以后我们的灵魂咻咻咻灵魂上天堂了不是这样的
So we don't misunderstand that we think our faith is that after we die and then our spirit will go to heaven.
不是这样的是我们死了以后神会给我们一个新的荣耀的身体
So after death God will give us a new glorious body
我们还是怎么样灵魂身体是一个整全的人
We still have body It's a whole union
而且耶稣也是以肉体的形式出现在我们面前做我们的王做我们的神
And Jesus Christ himself come before us with the body to be a king
但是奥古斯丁和保罗的困扰是为什么我们的这个脑子里充满了 sex 充满了我们不想要的东西
The Augustine and Paul had this idea why in our brain our thoughts full of sex and the things we don't want.
在圣灵的启示下，奥古斯丁做出了这样的结论。
So with the revelation from the Holy Spirit, Augustine made such a conclusion.
善良、信仰、温柔，你是可以看见的，那是一个实体。
Okay, your kindness, your love, and gentleness is something real. You can see it.
You can see. 你可以通过这个身体表达出来。
You can see through this body.
但是邪恶、情欲，它并非是一个真的存在。
But the lust and evil is not real existence.
是没有善良、没有信仰、没有温柔的缺乏的一个实在，是的一个实
在。It is an expression of the lack of kindness, lack of love, and lack of meekness.
就像没有寒冷。
没
有寒冷。
It is like coldness. It's not existence.
没有黑暗。
And there's no such a thing called darkness.
因为那是光明和火的缺失。
Because it is a lack of the warmth and the lack of the light.
今天我们人类被恶捆绑，挣扎在这个身体里面，是因为我们和上帝的关系出现了问题。
Today we are fighting, struggling in this body about this evil and things. It's because our love between us and the God is lacking.
当我们不能被圣灵充满，不能被上帝的爱充满的时候
，If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, with the love of God,
我们就会出现一种现在这个词叫芬太尼折叠。
So we will have that trouble called without I don't know how to translate.
the fold of fentanyl.
Fentanyl
is
fentanyl.
You can easily to see the King George. Many people walking on the street.
Like a fold.
It's like zombies.
Zombies fold. We call it the drug fold.Yeah. Why? 即使现在我们没有吃毒品
，Even though we do not take drugs，
我们还是在这个世界里的罪恶里面混混沌沌的行走。
We're still walking in the evil of this world.
这跟这些吸毒的人其实是一样。
We are very similar to the drug addicts.
我们在用很多其实没有营养、没有爱。没有和上帝亲密关系的东西来填满自己。
So we try to satisfy us with many things which has nothing to do with the love of God.
可能是酒精。
Maybe it's alcohol.
可能是虚假的财富。
Maybe it's the richness of vanity.
或者是你抓住了一个人的。
Maybe you hold on to somebody.
可能是你的丈夫，可能是你的儿子。
Maybe your husband, maybe your son.
你使劲抓住他。
So hold him tight.
但是他却越跑越远。
But he wanted to run away.
当我们的生命处在这样的一个荒漠和空旷中
，If when our life living such a kind of wilderness,
只能证明一件事情。
It will prove one thing.
我们远离神。
We are far away from God.
所以我有一个 love story.
我自己有一个爱情的故事。
I have a love story. 你想听吗？
Do you want to hear my
love story?
想听吗？
好。We can ask Pastor Wang, read in Chinese.
Okay.
I try.
Okay.
Read in English.
Okay.
Use a people mountain, people sea style. Okay, we try.
Okay,
we try.
去年今日此梦中，人面桃花显映红，人面不知何处去，桃花依旧笑春风。
At this weird gate, last year today, I saw her.On the first sign, her face with peach blooms. Rolling pink. Pink. Wow. But today, her face is gone. I know nowhere.
I don't know where.
Only you can see the peach blooms still smell in the spring's bloom. Can you get it? How sad, how deeply. 我可以讲一讲这个背后的爱情故事吗？我可以讲讲吗？
The story behind this.
我们今天啊，留下的唐诗有几万首。
So we have lots of poems from Tang Dynasty.
对，我女儿上小学的时候就常常抱怨。
So my daughter,
yeah.
When he was in the elementary school, they have to memorize.
他抱怨谁呢？他抱怨李白。
Oh yeah, he complained about the Li Bai, one of the poet.
Popular, 写的最多诗的一个
poets.
对。
One wrote a lot of poets.
这个诗的作者呢叫崔护 ，Brother Choi.
Yeah, Brother Choi.
啊，这个作者呢，他只写了这一首，留下来了。
Oh. He only wrote one poem. Is this one?
他是一个学生。只有中国当时是 Dynasty Tang， 他是每三年这个学生要去首都，就是现在的西安长安，去考一次试。
So he was a student, and once a year they need to go to the capital to go through a test.
考中了，你就可以当公务员。
If you pass the test, you can be a what's a 公务员 ？Official.
Officials. 对。不用考法语
的，
不用考法语，直接考中文就可以
了。
他呢，这个如果考中了就可以当公务员，考不中回家种地。
But if you pass, you are going to be a government official. If you do not pass, you go back to be a farmer.
Yeah， 但是他这个很年轻了啊，跟这个阿文一样年轻了。
He was very young, just like Arvin.
Yeah， 结果他在去首都考试的路上，他口渴。口渴就怎么办呢？他去人家去要水喝。
So when he was going to the capital for the test, on the road he was thirsty. He went to knock on somebody's door, want some water.
他一敲门，门开了，看见了他。
So, then knock on the door, and he saw this beautiful, she.
The young lady invited her. Invited him.
的杨雷丁，这个年轻的女孩邀请他进来。
哇，他这个心呐、啊，这个砰砰砰砰砰砰的很厉害。
His heart is running like a deer.
然后这个，然后呢，他就端着碗水坐在那儿喝。
So he just started drinking the water.
这个女孩呢，就靠在桃花树下。
So his young.A girl just lean on the peach flower, peach tree.
这时候呢，这个男孩特别喜欢这个女孩，他就不想离开。这一碗水喝了半天。
So this young man he didn't want to leave, so he drink a small bowl of water for the half a day.
从中午饭时间一直喝到晚饭时间。
So from the lunch time to the dinner time.
啊，有一搭没一搭的东聊西扯，就跟着女孩说话。
So just find a topic to talk.
天都黑了，人家都该吃晚饭了。
So it's already dark and they are going to have dinner.
实在不好意思。
So he's you know, of course he's he feel he has to go.
把这碗还给人家就走了。
So he returned the bowl and he went.
我估计这碗都空了，好像很久了已经。
This bowl was empty for a long while.
他即使他离开了，他这个心还一直在跳，砰砰砰砰砰砰砰。
So after he left, his heart is still beating.
他很挣扎，他心里在想，他爱我，他不爱我，他爱我。
He was thinking about him. She loves me or likes me or not.
但是呢，他渐行渐远，他觉得怎么可能呢？是不是？怎么可能呢？只是第一次看见。
He's walking away, and it's impossible. Just a. And you know, just an incident.
他就去首都考试。
So he went to go for the test.
很显然没考好。
So didn't do well, of course. He didn't do well.
因为这个心一直蹦蹦蹦蹦。
Because he's distracted.
脑子里满脑子想的都是这个女孩和那棵桃树。
Because on the test, he was thought about this girl and the peach flower.
时间过得很快，一年过去了。
So 1 year has passed.
又到了春天。
And the next spring.
他从首都回家的时候，又路过了这一家。
And from the capital to his home, and then he passed by the same house.
他又去人家要水喝去了。
So he went to the same house, knocked the door, and want a cup of water.
很遗憾，没有人在家。
But very sad, nobody is inside.
你可想象一个年轻的男孩他心中的失望。
So you can imagine the disappointment in such a young boy's heart.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
于是他就在他的门上写了这首诗。
So he wrote this poem on the door.
At the weir gate, last year today.
And the last year today,
他就走了。
And then he left.
写了诗就走了。
He wrote this poem, and then he was gone.
他回到家一个星期。
And after 1 week, when he went home,
他实在放不下这个女孩。
But he couldn't put it down.
他无论多丢脸，多被拒绝的可能性，他也要再见一眼这个女孩。
He said, "No matter what happens, no matter what is the embarrassment, I want to see the girl."
于是他又回到这个家，哎，有人。
So she went to the same house.
一进门就看到一位老 gentleman. 王是这样的，老 gentleman.
So she saw an old gentleman in the house.
Oh yeah, yeah. 这个 old gentleman 就说，就是你小子吧？
So,
你小子写的诗是不是？
And the gentleman said, "It must be you who wrote this poem on my door."
也作为两个女儿的爸爸，我特别理解这个老 gentleman 的心情。
Because I'm a father of two daughters, I can understand this man's.
我女儿一个十六，一个十四。
You know, my two daughters, one is 16 and another is 14.
我天天得盯着呀。
I have to keep an eye on them all the time.
然后这个老先生很生气。说你把我女儿给害死了。
And he said, "You destroyed my daughter's life."
因为我女儿啊，见你第一面就喜欢你。
Because my daughter fall in love with you in the first sight.
一直对你念念不忘一年的时间。
So in 1 year, she always thought about you.
重度抑郁。
And deep depression.
我本来说带她去亲戚家散散心。恢复恢复。
So I thought I will bring her to relatives' house, homes to, you know, to relax a bit.
结果你想到写了首诗。
But you then wrote this poem.
我女儿回家一看这首诗，连饭都不吃。
So my daughter didn't even want to eat after she read this poem.
一个星期，活活饿死了。
So after 1 week, she died of starvation.
The brother Choi 就哭了。
So the brother Choi cried.
去喊这个女孩的名字。
So he called the name of this girl.
他哭啊哭啊哭啊。
So cry, cry, cry.
他甚至觉得自己可以和她一起去死，可以替她去死。
So he even thought about dying with her and dying for her.
这个神迹出现了。
But miracles happen.
这个女孩又活过来了。
So this girl was alive again.
Yeah, raising up. 他于是和这个女孩结为良眷。
So the story ended with a very good ending.
消失在历史的长河里面。
And also disappeared in the river of the history.
我们今天只知道这首诗和这个故事。
So today we only know this poem and this story.
This is a real story.
This is a real story. 这是一个真的故事。
并没有记载他后来又当了什么 high officer, 挣了大钱啊，都没有。
Nothing is recorded about if he become a high officer or made good money or whatsoever.
你看，我们最最喜欢的故事核心是什么？是两个相互喜欢的人怎么样，开始有这样亲密的关系。
So all the stories we love is that when two lovers can become a union.
你知道在圣经中我们和上帝的关系有许多的比喻。
So you know, in Bible, there are many similes, allegories, allegories about the love between us and God.
我们说上帝像什么父亲一样。
So God is like a father to us.
上帝像兄弟一样。
God is like a brother to us.
上帝像老师一样。
God is like a teacher to us.
上帝像 best friend 一样。
God is like 像一个好朋友对我们来说。
最好的朋友，两肋插刀的朋友，为朋友去死的朋友。
The best buddy to us.
但是你有没有想，有没有想过
？Did you ever thought about?
上帝也可以是我们的爱人。
God is also our lover.
是那种一见到我们就心里砰砰砰砰跳。
When he see us, his heart is beating.
无论走到哪里，都把我们放在心里。
So no matter where he goes, he will put us on his heart.
在他的生命中最重要的一件事情就是和我们亲密的在一起。
So in his life, there's one desire is to have intimate relationship with us.
这就是我们今天要分享的这句经文。
So this is the Bible verse we are going to share today.
我属我的良人。
I belong to my beloved.
我的良人也属我。
And my beloved is mine.
他在百合花中牧放群羊。
And he browses among the lilies.
为什么是在百合花中
？Why is among the lilies?
因为啊 ，lily 是他的花语，他的花语是圣洁和荣耀。
And the lily represents holiness and purity.
在所罗门的圣殿里面，在这个支撑这个 temple 的这个柱子上面，是用 lily 是用百合花来装饰的。
So in Solomon's temple, on the pillar on the top, is kept this lilies.
先知何西阿他有这样的预言。
So the prophet Hosea had such a prophecy.
在末世的时候，神的百姓要像百合花一样盛开。
In the last days, the people of God will be like lilies and blossoms.
所以这个百合花和群羊是双比喻，是对称的。
So the lilies and the sheep, they are side by side.
它是一样的比喻，它是什么？它是说它的我们的神，要像在我们中间临到我们中间，就像它临在百合花和群羊中间一样。
Basically, it means God is willing to dwell among us, just like dwell among the lilies and the flock.
更奇妙的是我们完全的属于神。
The more important is we totally belong to God.
更奇妙的是，他也完全的属于我。
And even more, amazing that he also belongs to us.
我可以说我很爱马斯克。
You know, I can say that I like Musk.
世界首富。
And he's the richest people.
但是我再怎么爱他，他跟我没关系，他不能属于我。
No matter how I like him or love him, but he does not belong to me. He has nothing to do with me.
我们没有关系。
We have no relationship.
但是我们和上帝的关系却是这样的奇妙。
But our relationship with God is different.
我完全的属于他，他完全的属于我。这种爱情它被神圣化之后，我们看到爱情的本质是什么？是完全的彼此拥有，彼此委身。
He belongs to us, we belong to him, and when this one, it's a holy relationship, and we own each other.
没有婚前协议。
There's no contract before the marriage.
因为他太富有，我们太破。
Because he's too rich and we are too poor.
完全的拥有。
It's a total ownership.
他没有在我们生命中有任何的吝啬和隐藏。
He's not a stingy person or he does not hide anything.
你知道这个现代心理学发现。
Even now the modern day psychology says,
人类的心理结构中最底层最基本的需求是什么？
So the first need in human life is what?
Need to belong to.
Actually, you need to belong to.
我必须属于。
属于所属关系。
这个 belong to 决定了我是谁。
So the belonging, the way you belong to, where you belong to, defines who you are.
前提是我们必须明白他是谁。
The first, we need to know who is he.
而且这个爱啊很奇妙。他是怎么样？他是随时在寻求中。
And also, this love is very special because this it versus pursuing all the time.
我知道我们在座的都有一点点年纪。
I know that many people sitting here we have some age.
你还相信爱情吗
？Do you still believe in love?
你还在寻找爱情吗
？Are you still pursuing love?
不容易的事情是吧？一睁眼，柴米油盐酱醋茶。
It's not easy because when you open your eyes, you just need to face every day's chores.
但实际上，神就是这样一直在寻找我们。
But indeed, God is always pursuing this love, looking for us.
雅各这部书就是有这样奇妙的、这样的一个戏剧性的一个曲线。
Son Solomon has such a curve.
他像一个男人和一个女人在对唱唱情歌。
It is like a man and a boy and a girl. They are singing to each other.
一开始是在花园葡萄园里面。
So at the beginning, it's in the vineyard.
美好而丰盛。
And so rich and so beautiful.
突然，这个女孩在床上找不到她的爱人了。
So this.Girl couldn't find who he loves, who she loves.
她必须黑夜里去寻找她的爱人。
Then she needs to go out in the darkness to look for.
又回到了这个花园和这个山谷。
Then she went to the mountains and then went to the.
颜色的色调一下从黑暗到光明。
And then the color changes from the darkness to light.
他们又两个又互相赞美，互相的这样的倾慕。
And they start praising each other, affirming each other, and then they start desiring for each other.
但是突然呢，又是因为他给他的爱人开门开晚了，他找不到他的爱人了。
And then suddenly, he couldn't find his her lover again because she opened the door too late.
他要在街道的夜晚的街道中去找他的爱人。还被那个守夜的士兵殴打，抢夺他的围巾。
So then she went to the square to try to find him, and she was bitten by some of the guards.
两次失分开，两次失落，两次寻找。
So you see, two times they separate and they look for each other, and then.
然后又回到什么？所罗门的婚礼。
And then we go to the wedding of Solomon.
预示着这爱情的是什么？爱情的高潮是什么？是一个婚礼。
And which symbolizes that the peak of this love is the wedding.
最后是连续两个高潮。
Then the two summits.
他们互相倾诉对对方的思念。
So they start verbalizing.They desire for each other.
最后是爱情的誓言。
爱情的誓言。
Okay, the last one is the vows of this love.
求你，我求你，我求怎么样？戴在臂上如印记。
Put me as a seal on your arm.
放在心里面如戳记。
And put me in your heart.
爱情像什么
？Stamp.
像火一样，大水难以熄。
Love is like fire, holy fire.And no waters can quench.
今天，我们也在寻找着亲密的关系。
So today we are also looking for such intimate relationship.
我们在人的身上寻找。
So we are looking among people.
如果我们只是寻找人的话，我们一定会注定失望。
If we only look among people, we are destined to.Get lost.
但是你要睁开属灵的眼睛。
If you open your spiritual eyes,
你会发现在这个人身上有神的作为和应许。
you can find on this person, in this person's life, there's God's work.
你们的关系有这样的一个终极的目的。
And your relationship has a destiny in God.
一起去寻找与神的关系。
Together, you can find the relationship, look for the relationship with God.
还有一点非常重要。
There's one point which I emphasize.
在这段美丽的神圣的感情里面。
In such sacred and beautiful love story, love.
神对我们是完全的接纳。
The God receive us 100%.
你全然的美丽。
So you are altogether beautiful.
我的佳偶，你毫无瑕疵。
My darling, there is no flaw in you.
我师母纠正我的中文，真棒。毫无瑕疵。
这个也是 correct， 这个也是 Chinese。
太棒了，师母。你看我们今天。要化妆是不是
？So today we put the makeups.
女生要穿喜欢蕾丝的衣服是不是
？Does the ladies want to
装饰
？Put on beautiful clothes.
但是我们知道我们并不完全。
So we know that we are not perfect.
我知道我们要用一切的方法来遮盖我们自己的不完全。
So we need to cover with all means our weakness.
但是实际上。我们被造之初就有软弱。
However, we have weakness when we were created.
我举个例子，我们必须吃东西，有生物燃料才能够持续这个生命，是不是
？Give you an example. We have to eat food as a fuel so that we can live.
我们必须有另一半。
So we need to have a partner.
我们不能够独立生活。
So we cannot live just by ourselves.
但是如果我们这些软弱是靠着神得以满足的，就完全没有问题。
So if all our needs were met through God, and there would be no problem.
但现在人类的问题是想逃离神，用自己的 artificial 的人工的方式来满足自己的需求。
But the problem of human race now is they try to get rid of God and try to satisfy with our own method.
我有一个例子可以证明我们是多么的害怕见到神。
I can give you an example. Sometimes humans are very much afraid of meeting with God.
当你向别人传福音的时候。
When you share gospel to some other people,
大概率那个人会说一句话。
Maybe the person will say something like this.
我还不够好。
That says I'm not good enough.
我再好一点，我再去相信神。
I want to be better so I can believe in God.
Yes.
神，但是神不需要你变得完美才去找他。
But God.Does not require you to become perfect and then to look after, look for him.
你被造之初，你就需要吃东西，你就需要人的陪伴。
At the very beginning, you have needs. You have need to eat. You have need to have a companions.
你离开上帝了，永远不完美。
And when you leave God, and you will never have that peace.
但是在上帝的眼中，他透过耶稣看你，透过十字架看你。
But in God's eyes, through Jesus and through His cross,
你全然美丽。
You are altogether beautiful.
Amen.
你毫无瑕疵。
And there's no flaw in you.
毫无瑕疵。
There's no any.
不用铺粉，不用化妆。
Flaws.
不用遮盖。
You don't need makeups. You don't need all kinds of beautiful.
神的眼睛，神的爱，神的光，就是我们的 covering。
Because God's light and God's love is our covering.
Amen.
永远相信上帝看你怎么样，是毫无瑕疵的，是没有条件的，是完全的。
So always believe when God look at you that you are flawless.
当上这样的爱人站在我们面前的时候，我们需要做什么动作呀？我们是需要逃离吗
？So your God such a lover standing.In front of us, what should we do? Should we run away?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们会希望那个 brotherhood, brotherhood 回去找那个少女，是不是？
So we also wished that Brother Chi go to look for this girl.
我们希望他能够 response, 能够回应这份爱和等待。
We also wish her to respond to this kind of, this her his love.
今天你要回应上帝的爱。
So today you need to respond to God's love.
就像雅各利所说的，求你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Just like what is written in the Song of Songs, draw me after you, let us run.
这很奇妙，雅各说的是男人和女人的事情。
So you see, this Song of Solomon is talking about the love story between the man.
突然他说 let us run.
But he is interesting, this is let us run.
所以这个女人并不是一个女人。
So this woman is not one
involve us at all.
It's a plural.
好，每一个人，我们都被这样的邀请，起来去寻求这份完美的爱。
Every one of us is invited to look for this love.
我们为这份爱而生，我们为这份爱而被造。
We were created for this kind of love.
基督所在十字架上受死复活，他所发出的就是这样一份爱的邀请。
So the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to initiate such kind of love, such kind of invitation.
他不是让我们啊说，哎呀，那我们现在作恶太多了，我们现在做个好人吧，我们都把头发剃了，做一个和尚，我们要修炼各种各样的这个诫命，变成更好的人去找上帝吧。他没有这么要求。
He did not require us to make us better, to be like a monk, and you start doing meditation and make yourself better inside out. He does not require this.
他就是简单的发出这样的邀请。
He simply and issue such an invitation.
从他的真挚的爱里面发出这样的邀请。
From his genuine love.
Do you want to marry me?
那你要不要跟我结合
？Do you marry me? 我们想他期待我们的回答是什么？
So what's the answer following that?
I do.
我们就是要说，我们愿意。
我们愿意和耶稣在一起。
So we are willing to be with the Lord Jesus.
所以我向你们保证。
So I want to promise you.
因为耶稣保证了。
Because Jesus Christ has promised for us.
你们可以找到爱情。
You can find the true love.
你们最终的归属在耶稣里。
Your final destiny is in Jesus Christ.
不要贬低人间的爱情。
So do not like look down upon the love, human love.
也不要把人间的爱情放在上帝的位置上。
Also don't elevate human love to a place, which is equal to God.
人间的爱情很甜美。
So love between humans are sweet.
但是有保质期。
But there is a there is a expiring date.
你白头到老，你总要死的呀，是不是啊
？No matter how long you live together, you are gonna die.
但是人间的爱情是天上神爱的神圣之爱的影子。
Amen.
So the human love is only a reflection of the perfect love in heaven.
你将被爱充满在上帝里面。
You will be filled by the love from God.
你将在耶稣里面寻找到真正的爱情。
You will find true love in Jesus Christ.
你也会因为耶稣的爱而更加懂得，更加有能力去爱身边的人。
You will know better how to love because you know Jesus' love.
回顾一下今天我们分享的信息。
If we reflect the message today,
我想提醒你，人生中最幸福、最宝贵的幸福的来源是寻找一个亲密的关系。
The first, your source of happiness is after intimate relationship.
你经过人生的风风雨雨，可能已经对自己的爱情、对自己这份亲密的感情感到失望和迷茫。
After all the struggles and the storms in your life, you may be disappointed about the love.
你可能身上都是创伤。
You may have a lot of wounds and injuries all your body.
你可能不再相信真挚的 完全的爱钱。
You may lost trust, the belief about the true love.
但是我邀请你回到起初的爱。
So today I invite you to come to the original love.
当上帝看到那个男人单身的时候，他说单身不好。
So when Jesus, when God saw that man when he was a single, he said, "It's not good for man to be alone."
所以他创造了女人和男人合为一体。
So he created the woman to be united with man as a union.
当男人对女人说，你是我的骨中骨，肉中肉的时候。
When the man said, "This is the bone of my bones and flesh my flesh."
你可曾体会，男人爱女人的爱有上帝的爱在里面，女人呢爱男人的爱也有上帝的爱在里面。
You could feel from, you know, that from there that the man from man's love to woman has a big element from God, and the same is true to the woman's love to man.
在真实的生活中
，in real life。
你可能老是觉得很饥饿很干渴，老是得不到这种爱的满足。
You may feel always thirsty and hungry, and you may feel not being loved enough.
但是 keep hungry, 但是不要太失望。
You can keep yourself hungry, but don't be disappointed.
因为你将见到神面的时候。
Because you will meet up with God, meet God.
你会完全的明白这个爱是怎样回事。
You will totally understand, be illuminated about this love of God.
你被他的爱所满足。
You will be satisfied by His love.
如同此时此刻你做见证的时候。
Just like when you stand here to give a testimony.
你被圣灵充满。
You are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那个的感受是真实的。
That feeling is true.Real,
也是短暂的
but it's also short-lived.
但是上帝的爱是如此的真实
but God's love is so real.
当你见到他面的时候，你是每时每一刻都在这完整的爱里面。
That you will feel you are always in His love every moment.
这也是为什么我们期待耶稣的再来。
That's why we desire.The second coming of Jesus Christ.
今天让我们享受爱。
Today we enjoy the love.
享受圣灵的感动。
Enjoy the revelations from Holy Spirit.
我们更相信这更美好的爱和完整的爱、完整的感动在为我们预备。
We also believe that there's a more completed love, and the feast is prepared for us.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
我们可不可以让这个王牧为我们做一个祷告
？Ask Pastor Bin to pray for us. Yes, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你。
Your love is so perfect.
你的爱是完全的，是完美的。
There's nothing to hide.
没有什么可以隐藏。去遮盖。
Your love on the cross is just opened the door to the love of God.
你的爱在十字架上显明出来。
Without any reservation.
没有保留。
没有任何的保留。
And you said, "We come boldly come before your throne." 我们可以坦然无惧来到。
我们可以坦然无惧的来到你的面前。
That's what you have promised.
这是你所应许的。
Because you look at us through Jesus Christ and His blood.
你把你的爱显明出来，借着耶稣的宝血，借着他的十字架。
And when you see us, we are perfect in your eyes.
也借着他看到我们是如此的完美无瑕。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，感谢你。
Thank you for such love.
主啊，感谢你为我们预备了这样的爱。
May your Spirit to enlighten us so we can totally accept this kind of love.
愿借着你的灵，借着你圣灵的工作，让我们接受你的爱。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
Whatever you, the good work you have started, you are going to finish.
无论如何，我们知道这美好的工作已经开始。
Lord, we thank you. You are going to finish.
而且我们也相信你是创始成终的，你必要成就它。
奉主耶稣的名 ，In Lord Jesus' name。
我们在耶稣里祷告祈求，阿门。
阿门。
哈利路亚。
Thank you.